Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brendan Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Like Mussolini. Bobble, and he just dumps it off for a first down. Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa.
It's Optional. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're good out there enjoying the beautiful day in East Tennessee, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to us, all across the Southeast, Thailand, Singapore, China, California. I thank you. I looked at our numbers last night, where people are listening from. They're all over the world.
Yeah, we got one in Japan, like a podcast guy that usually tunes in from Japan.
We had seven people in London that were listening to our show yesterday. I sure appreciate that. Thank you for listening to us yesterday. Seven people in London, which was nice. Had 23 people in Germany listening to us yesterday. So thank you for that. All of our German friends out there. Our German Vols. Is that what they call them, Ben and Brandon? Our Germinators?
I'm sorry?
Our German Vols?
Germavols?
German Vols. People in Germany.
Yeah, I'm trying to mash something up to make it work. Like the Germavols or...
The Frankfurt Vols are the Frankfurt Southeastern fans.
Well, you know, that could be.
Is SEC football big over there? I mean,
we had that like one like tight end fullback guy, right?
He was from Germany, Jakob Johnson.
Jakob
Johnson, Tennessee. Yeah. And if we're covering all the states, you know, we're good because you know, I had my presence down in Alabama. And in Gainesville, Florida. Those people have never gotten over me and are still pissed off at me. But we continue to, we're rolling on. It's the day before the, and I'm putting in quote, NCAA tournament starts. We've had play-in games last night. Good matchup. Congratulations to the Belmont Bruins getting the win over Temple. I was excited for Rick Byrd and don't really care about Fairleigh Dickinson, but congratulations to them as well. You get to go play Gonzaga now. Have fun. Tonight will be fun. Bobby Hurley.
Are they playing tonight?
Yes, Arizona State plays tonight. Looking forward to that one. And then tomorrow it all starts. Today we are going to go over our brackets. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to give you my bracket over the radio. I will not tweet my bracket. I will not post my bracket on Facebook, on any kind of social media outlet. I will just say it on the show.
Are you really that afraid of people taking your picks?
No, not taking the picks. Like I was trying to find the fine line of me covering a team and then me also doing a bracket for a team. Maybe picking that team to go really far. Like I don't want my bias.
I don't think anyone would consider it a bias. Like everyone fills out a bracket.
Okay, so we're good that I have Auburn in the Final Four.
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding.
But I mean, like everyone fills out a bracket.
I mean, of course we got. And Tennessee's good. Is probably going to have.
See, why does that stick so much? Like I get it because I'm from Alabama, and my two bros went to Auburn. I didn't go to Auburn.
It's the alliteration.
Yeah,
I know. Like, I mean, it's easier. And you might as well call me Tuscaloosa Trey.
If you went by your middle name, Tuscaloosa Thomas would work really well.
Right. Tuscaloosa Trey is not bad.
Isn't that great, but it works a little bit.
Right. You can't call me Mobile Trey. It doesn't sound good.
And Tennessee Trey doesn't work as well. No. Tennessee Thomas might.
Right.
But too bad you go by Trey.
I'd go like Robert Tennessee.
You go by Wallace.
Robert Tennessee, like Robert California. It's not bad. It's kind of that.
I do
awkward.
Like that. I do love the Robert California. I've watched, you know, The Office probably 70 times through now. I've kind of decided that Robert California is just a con artist.
Yeah.
And that literally worked his way up to a CEO position.
Right. And just like the British chick.
Nelly. Yeah. Nelly.
Well,
she wasn't really even a con artist. She was just friends with Joe.
She just showed up at the office.
Like, she says, like, when she initially comes in, like, interviews to be, like, a manager or whatever, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm really good friends with Nelly. Like, she said to come down and do this interview. And, like, that's how that kind of gets started. Robert California just kind of shows up. They hire him, and he, like, apparently, you know, they say he
walked in. When they hired Jim Carrey, Ray Romano, and all those.
They said that he walked in, looked around, drove to Florida, and convinced the CEO out of her own job.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the very end, he's like, you don't even know my real name.
Right.
Bob Kazimakis or something like that.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I've never, like, gone and listened to, like broken down the intricacies of The Office.
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff in there.
Dude, they had some weird things. So, great show. We're going to talk, I think we might talk more about The Office today. But we're rolling on. Big day today. Tonight, two more play-in games. Tomorrow, don't forget, we'll be out at Elkmont Exchange. I just call it a lounge because we're going to be lounging around watching basketball. Tomorrow, Elkmont Exchange. Come hang out with us from 1 to 6 tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. But you know what? The guys will be there starting around 11. Oh, once things get tipped off, we'll have some guys there. I know I'll be there probably around 12, so it'll be fun. Ben Lee's going to stop by after he has to do some stuff here at the station.
Got to get the Skype rolling, then I'll come and hop on.
Get all the fun stuff. Yep. Get all the fun stuff done. Then Friday, it'll be an all-star cast of Fox Sports Knoxville crew members handling my show. It's optional. That will be on Friday. I'll probably call in for about 20 minutes before tip-off. It'll be interesting. I found something pretty noteworthy last night. I was looking at tickets for the game. I always do this. Wherever I go, whatever games I go to, I want to know the ticket prices. So, Session 1 ticket prices to see Tennessee play Colgate and then Cincinnati play Iowa, $180. Tickets to see the number one seed, UNC, that night, $90. And that's set by the NCAA. So, it was interesting. It doubled up for – it's probably because of Cincinnati, close to Columbus, and all that stuff, all that jazz. But Tennessee –
The one seed's less?
Yep, less money. And Utah State plays Washington in that previous night game.
I can't wait to go through this bracket because...
We're going to go through the bracket
here. The one I filled out last night, I didn't take too seriously. And I'm trying to log back in to where I can actually see it.
So Wesley Hall asked me, did you get that once-in-a-lifetime Airbnb reservation? So last night I put out a, you know, I was looking at Airbnb.
I saw that tweet.
I was going to mess around with folks. My little brother stays in Airbnbs all the time out in Seattle, and he travels around. So I just wanted to see kind of what kind of Airbnbs, places they have in Columbus. And I ran across that one, and I was like, well, I've got to put that out. It's literally like just a crappy bed
and
some
room.
Lights. Right. So it was like $27. You know, does it come with a Pop-Tart?
That dude's,
you know,
just trying to – that guy's just trying to get some beer money for the weekend.
Right. It's just a hustle. I get it. Like, it's all good.
This is my
not going to do that.
You can actually sleep in my bed if you want. I'll take the couch.
Right. Booked a hotel in Grove City about 10 minutes from downtown Columbus. I'll take it. Not staying with House of Pain is what the guy called it. I don't know how that would have worked out. Getting around here, Brandon, how are you, my buddy?
Doing well. How are you guys doing today?
I'm pretty damn good. I mean, I can't complain.
Weather's good.
Everybody's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing really going on.
No, just the NCAA tournament. Best time of the year.
Right. The best time of the year. I got into last night. Russell Smith was very adamant he was not going to watch much of the play-in games, and I caught him. I knew he was going to watch them. He caught the end of the Belmont game. So good for him. I was proud of him. Probably have him on the crossover at the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Like I said, Dan Harrelson will join us at 2:15. News coming out about Bill Belichick. He is trying to – what's the best word for it? He's trying to keep the video of him hanging out with the nice Asian ladies – removed, where it can't become public record.
Robert Kraft.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Bill Belichick.
No, man.
I was very confused.
That's why I got confused. I had Bill Belichick up on my iPad with Nick Saban.
That's why we kind of left you hanging there.
I was like, Bill Belichick. No. Yeah, well, maybe Bill Belichick. I don't know.
Typically, I feel like I got something to respond here, but I'm a little bit lost.
No, Robert Kraft.
Was Bill there?
Robert Kraft.
Were they hanging out together? Was it like a couples massage?
It could have been. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Bill Belichick, Saban, and Butch Jones from yesterday, Bama's Pro Day. And that's the first thing that came to my mind. So he's trying to suppress the video where it does not become public record.
He also apparently is going to reject the plea deal.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Apparently, I don't know all the details.
What kind of case does he think he has?
We kind of skimmed over it on Talk Sports a little bit. But, yeah, it came out that the deal that he said he would have been found guilty and they would have dropped the charges, he apparently is not going with it.
I'm willing to bet the lawyers he gets are better than the state attorneys in Jupiter, Florida. So I'll give him a fighter shot.
I look down. Good point. I look down for 1 second and I see a news come across. R. Kelly to request permission to leave country for Dubai concerts. Hell no. I wouldn't let that guy leave Chicago. Actually, I wouldn't let him leave his hotel room, wherever the hell he's staying at. So that was news coming out. I don't know why that came across, but it did. That was news coming out about Robert Kraft. Like I said, we are going to go over our brackets here in just a little bit. We'll get things started. Happy birthday to Sting. Happy birthday to Sting.
One of our biggest characters
growing up in life that I enjoyed watching when I was younger.
Wrestler.
Yes.
I like Sting.
I don't care
that was
about
the
band.
That was the painted face with a baseball bat, right?
Yeah, but he also was the one with the colorful painted face.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Stinger. Yeah. Steve Borden.
My dad showed me a lot of his old fights. That for a while the cable that we had was doing this like on demand thing where they had like all the WrestleManias from like every year essentially.
Yeah.
And so like I watched the one where like. He like comes down out of the rafters and there's like with like a vulture or something like
on his
shoulder.
Yeah, with a crow.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm telling you, he changed the landscape. Happy birthday to Steve. He had a son who played football at Kentucky. He was a tight end.
Hate to hear that.
So there's our Southeastern Conference connection, the Stinger. He's actually a really nice guy. Really cool guy. He did leave me hanging one time though at the Mobile Convention Center.
Ooh. Like you went for a high five or something?
No. So I'm at this event in Mobile. We're going to go like 2 minutes long on this break, so deal with it. I got to tell the story, Brian. We're at the convention center in Mobile. It's me, my mom, and my little brothers. They're young, but I'm like 6 or 7. And by God, Hulk Hogan's going to be there. You know what I mean? But I was a Sting fan. Like a lot of the young kids were Sting fans. So I was looking forward to it. They had Brian Pillman there and Ellie Gante and the Steiner brothers, all this stuff. It was at the convention center. It wasn't even at like the Civic Center holds 8,000. It was like in a place that held like, you know, like 2,000. So my mother.
Huge event.
My mother is. No, well, it was back then. You think about it. So my mom was going down to the merchandise stand and I was still in the stands and stuff like that. And this lady came up to my mom and was like, would your son like to meet Sting? Well, she didn't really know who Sting was. She goes, yeah, sure, whatever. Okay. So we go back, and my mom's sitting there, and she goes, she told me that was the wrong move. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to meet Sting. And I was like, oh, my God, that's freaking awesome. I'm tripping out. And long story short, the lady never came and got us from our seats to go meet him. So I was pissed. And then Hulk Hogan's crazy ass was staying across the street at the Adams Mark, which is the nice hotel Mobile. It's like the Renaissance. So he's supposed to be there by at least 10 o'clock, okay? But he's over there eating a steak until 10:45. So we're just sitting in the arena just waiting for Hulk Hogan to come out, and they're trying to buy time with some crappy matches. All of a sudden, Hulk Hogan comes out. You know, he does his leg drop. He's in and out, does a boot, and he's gone within a minute. So we're there the whole night to see Hulk Hogan.
And his match literally lasted
It literally lasted like a minute and a half, and he was out the door.
Wow.
He come in, did his little ding, ding, and then left. I didn't even get to meet Sting. But I wasn't mad. I got to meet him later on in life, but cool guy.
Did you tell him that he ruined your 6-7-year-old
experience? I didn't go there.
Experience?
I didn't want to ruin the interview. I didn't.
You should have been like, yeah, you really screwed up this day for me, so yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Thanks, Steve. Steve. I'm not even calling you by your wrestling name. Steve Borden. So that was my Stinger story. If you have sting stories, you can call in too, 865-546-8200. I don't care. We're going to talk brackets, though, next. Coming up, we're going to go region by region here. We're going to figure out what Brandon's got.
I'm logged into mine.
What Benny's got.
I found mine.
And you've got yours? Okay, I've got mine. I'm going to pull mine up. The only time you're going to hear my bracket right here. I'm not publishing it anywhere else. Other side. It's optional. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville. It's optional. Shout out to Bear. This song, I don't know. I just feel like he would like this song for some reason. Just feels like one of those things. Or
classic song.
I feel like watching a war movie right now.
It does kind of have that, the very beginning of a Cold War,
right,
World War II
feel. Like even the Vietnam.
Yeah,
it's
like
the Vietnam War when the helicopters are taken off.
Right,
go.
Exactly.
There you go,
drop
in the hot LZ.
Or like if they're riding around in like the classic cars with just the windows down. Or
right.
Maybe like the topless.
Right.
Every time this song comes on, I think of choppers. That's it. Not the motorcycles. Just like helicopters. You know, our helicopters taking off.
Like letting the chopper spray.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go over our East brackets right now. East brackets. Pull up your East bracket, Brandon.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go. I'm going to let Brandon start off with his. And these are just first round matchups, Brandon, out of the East. We will get to the round of 32 second. So take it away. You're up first.
All right. Make it
compelling. Don't just grind, dude. Man, Mississippi State.
Well, okay, first off, Duke is going to beat whoever wins that play-in game.
North Dakota State.
Then I got
it'll be North Dakota State.
UCF with the technical upset over VCU.
Okay. Okay.
Liberty taking down Mississippi
State.
Oh,
okay. All right. First upset on the board from Brandon here.
Virginia Tech beating St. Louis.
Okay.
Belmont upsetting Maryland.
There you go. Okay.
LSU beating Yale.
Okay.
Louisville beating old Richard Pitino up there at Minnesota.
That's true.
And Michigan State winning against Bradley.
Okay, so the upsets you've got going here technically are UCF beating VCU and Liberty beating Mississippi State. Those are your two upsets out of the East.
And Belmont beating Maryland.
And Belmont beating Maryland. Okay, I like that. That's not bad. We'll see how far. We'll get to your round of 32 coming up next. Ben Lee, would love your East round of 64.
All right. First off, I'm with you, Brandon. I've got Duke beating North Dakota State. I believe it'll probably be North Dakota State going into that play-in game. But Duke come out on top. And as well with the Golden Knights, my Golden Knights.
Your Golden Knights.
I've been riding with them.
This is true.
Like 2.5 seasons at this point.
You've celebrated national championships with this team.
I have done my part in trying to keep UCF in the news.
Okay. They're staying in the news now because of you. Congratulations.
And UCF is going to take on Duke in the next round.
Interesting.
Mississippi State over Liberty. I don't have that upset.
That's cool. I don't need it. Yep.
And then Virginia Tech and St. Louis. I got Virginia Tech over them.
Okay.
I picked Maryland over Belmont because
they're tall, they're big, they're.
Though I am very excited that Belmont is in the NCAA tournament, they typically don't make it very far past the first round if they've ever made it out of the first round.
I can agree with that that weird take. Yes.
And then LSU over Yale, although I would really love to see. There's just so many question marks around LSU. I kind of want to switch that. But
Yale averaging 80 points per game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Yale.
We have a switch on the fly here.
I was going to say, too. It's
Ben Lee going with Yale over LSU in a 14-3 matchup.
Yeah, I'm switching to Yale.
I was going to say, too, you're right about Belmont not winning in the first round.
Yeah.
Yesterday was their first ever tournament win.
You are correct. So, yeah.
So I'm going to stick with Maryland over Belmont. And then as I'm riding my hot streak of statistics, I'm going to stay Yale over LSU.
Wow, okay.
Louisville over Minnesota, and then Michigan State over Bradley.
I like it. Okay, so you picked a few upsets in that one. I like it. The big one, you have Yale, the Bulldogs. I think they're the Bulldogs. beating LSU. So I like it. We'll go real quick, fast with mine. I've got Duke over North Dakota State. I'm taking University of Central Florida over VCU. UCF Duke play second round. I've got Mississippi State over Liberty, and then I've got Virginia Tech. I like Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech play Mississippi State in round of 32. I am taking Belmont over Maryland in the round of 64, and I will have them play LSU in the round of 32. LSU defeating Yale. I've got Louisville defeating Minnesota and Michigan State versus Bradley. So let's switch over now to the round of 32. Brandon, take it away.
Still just yep. In the East?
In the East.
Okay.
I got Duke beating UCF. I mean, they got that 7'6" guy, but he can't move. Hey, Zion's like not going to be stopped.
Yeah.
Then I got Virginia Tech beating Liberty. Then I've got Belmont beating LSU in the second round, going to the Sweet 16.
Jesus. You got a
Michigan State beating Louisville.
He must owe somebody a lot of money. Going for this.
I feel like there's always that one sneaky team that comes out of the first four play-in games and gets to like the Sweet 16. Craziness up front, and then it goes pretty chalk near the end.
Okay, so Brandon going with a couple upsets in the round of 32 out of the East. Ben Lee.
Duke over UCF.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a common one. Virginia Tech over Mississippi State.
Okay.
Now that I've got Yale in this game against Maryland, I'm sending them on to the Sweet 16.
Wow. Man. Yale to the Sweet 16.
I'm sending Yale to the Sweet 16 against Michigan State.
Your bookie right now listening is loving this.
I'm sending Yale to the Sweet 16 against Michigan State.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. I've got Duke over UCF. I actually think that would be a kind of a tight game. I have got Virginia Tech beating Mississippi State in the round of 32. I've got LSU defeating Belmont. And I've got Michigan State beating Louisville. So, my Elite Eight in the East is Duke versus Va Tech, ACC, and the SEC versus the Big Ten, and LSU versus Michigan State. So, that would be Sweet 16. I'm sorry. No, that'd be Elite Eight. So, Brandon, give me your Elite Eight matchups. I mean, I'm sorry. Yes.
Sweet 16?
Yeah, Sweet 16.
I got Duke beating Virginia Tech in a close one, okay. And then Michigan State dominating Belmont and ending their run at the Sweet 16.
Okay. Benny?
Duke as well.
Oh, you're going over they're going to beat Yale?
They're going to beat Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then Michigan State is going to end Yale's run to the Sweet 16.
See, we're all in this boat together. I got Duke beating Va Tech. Then I've got Michigan State beating LSU. Duke versus Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Guys, give me your final four participant out of the East.
See, I'm still caught up in between it.
Uh-oh.
Since Duke just can't shoot that well, but Tom Izzo's 1-5 against Duke in the tournament, so I'll go Duke.
I went Michigan State.
No, yeah, there see, it is. It's
a toss-up.
I went Michigan State. I don't think Duke's making it to the Final Four championship.
There it is. Okay, I'm taking I've got Duke, though. I've got Duke in the Final Four.
Lame.
Look at the matchups. I look at the matchups. Michigan State, I think Duke has more scoring abilities right now, so I've got Duke.
I pick with my heart.
There you go. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's change things up here. Let's go to the West. We're going to do one more bracket here. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do our last two brackets of the hour. We're going to go in the West bracket here, and I'm going to go with Ben Lee to start things off.
All right, so I've got Gonzaga beating.
Should we go game by game?
What do you mean?
Well, like I think just the rounds
game by game.
No, I meant like no back and forth picking each game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you just go out of the West.
All right, so I got Gonzaga beating F. Dickinson
fairly.
Don't really know what that even is.
Fairly.
All right, I got the slight upset Baylor over Syracuse.
Ooh.
I don't think the Syracuse team is that good.
Okay. I love your instincts of watching a lot of tape. Keep going.
What do you mean?
No, you haven't watched Jack.
I don't watch.
All right, keep going.
Other than Tennessee basketball? Sorry,
no,
man.
No, continue. Yeah, I was laughing.
And then this is the real upset here. 12 Murray State over Marquette.
Oh, wow.
Morant.
I think John Morant might have it in him to be able to lift this team up.
Okay.
I like this Murray State team. I watched a couple of their games.
You've done your homework.
I've done my homework on them.
Okay.
I've watched a few of their games, and that's a freaky athletic team.
Okay.
And then I've got Florida State over Vermont.
Okay.
Buffalo advancing against whoever it was, Arizona State or St. John's.
Okay.
And then I got Texas Tech beating Northern Kentucky.
Okay.
We're getting to the end here. Okay. Nevada and Florida. I've got Nevada beating Florida and Michigan over Montana.
Okay. All right. I like it. B-Dog, you're up next.
All right. Yeah, I got Gonzaga winning against the 16th seed.
Say the damn name.
Farley Dickinson.
Fairly.
Fairly Dickinson.
There you go.
And then Syracuse beating Baylor. I got Marquette winning a close one against Murray State, since it's going to be Marcus Howard versus John Morant. So.
Good point.
And then Buffalo winning against probably Arizona State. Texas Tech beating Northern Kentucky. I got Florida upsetting Nevada.
Hello.
Because Florida's, they're always a tough out in the tournament, I feel like. And then I got Michigan beating Montana.
Okay, I like it. Not too many upsets, kind of staying on par. I like it, though.
I just think Nevada's, like, two stars are better than Florida's right. best players at any time.
I just picked based on...
Yeah, no, I get it, totally, yeah. For sure.
Going Gonzaga beating Fairleigh Dickinson in the 116 matchup. I'm taking the Cuse to beat Baylor. In the 5-12 matchup, I like Marquette over Murray State. In the 4-13, I like Florida State over Vermont. I like Buffalo over Arizona State, which I think wins tonight. Taking Texas Tech over Northern Kentucky, though, that should be an interesting game in my eyes. I like Florida over Nevada. Florida over Nevada and Michigan over Montana. That's how we round out. Benny, let's go to you for your round of 32.
All right, so Gonzaga will take on Baylor and win.
Okay.
Move on to their Sweet 16.
Okay.
Murray State and Florida State will play, and I believe Florida State will come out on top of that one.
Okay.
Murray State's not going to have the Cinderella run, but they'll get past the first round.
Okay. All right.
Texas Tech over Buffalo.
Interesting.
And I like Michigan over Nevada.
Okay. All right. Brandon, nice picks on that one. I like them.
All right. I've got, in the second round, Gonzaga taking on Syracuse, but Syracuse and Jim Boeheim.
No!
They've got some length.
The first shocker.
I don't trust Gonzaga. Always fall apart.
Okay.
Then I got Florida State beating Marquette.
Hello.
Texas Tech beating Buffalo and Michigan rolling over Florida.
Wow. Okay. I've got Gonzaga beating Cuse. I've got Florida State over Marquette. Texas Tech Red Raiders and Chris Beard are going to beat Buffalo. Sets up a matchup with number 2 Michigan. In the Sweet 16, that's how I have it playing out. Benny, give me your Sweet 16 picks out of the West.
Florida State and Gonzaga will face off in the Sweet 16, and I think that's where Gonzaga's run ends.
Oh, you're going with Trey.
I'm going with Florida State out of the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight playing Michigan.
You are listening to Mark Moses. Okay. Brandon.
Yeah, see, I think that's where Syracuse run ends.
Oh,
with Florida
okay.
State moving on past Syracuse, taking on Michigan after they beat Texas Tech.
I have got the Seminoles upsetting the Zags in the Sweet 16, which leads to a matchup with the Red Raiders from Texas Tech in the Elite Eight, Florida State versus Texas Tech.
Chris Beard and Texas Tech over
absolutely.
Michigan, huh?
We all have Florida State in the Elite Eight.
Ben, give me your Elite Eight pick to make the Final Four to play Duke.
I've got Michigan going up against Michigan State going into the Final Four.
Oh, wow. Okay, Michigan versus Michigan State, a rematch of the Big Ten. Okay.
I've got the pride of the Big Ten going up against each other.
I like it. Okay, I can deal with that. Brandon?
I, too, have Michigan beating Florida State and taking on Duke in the Final Four. So that's the reason I chose Duke instead of Michigan State was I was like
– You don't want the rematch?
I just don't want that.
I have a feeling like, you know, like when those – there's like always the weird stuff that goes on in all the games.
Yeah.
I think you know, the NCAA looks around. They say this could be a good draw, but that would get a lot of attention.
That's true. That's a good point. No, I like it. Florida State will beat Texas Tech in the Elite Eight to go play Duke in an ACC Final Four on one side. Florida State, I've gone back, watched a little film. I like what Mark Moses was talking about. I like the Seminoles to play Dukies in the Final Four for a shot at the national championship.
So, we have wrapped up the East. We have wrapped up the West. We've given our picks on this. We will post our Final Four. I think that's fair to at least post our Final Four picks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I filled this bracket out in like 5 minutes, all gut feeling, so like I don't want to get torn apart, but...
It's still money on the line here. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to unveil the South and the Midwest brackets here on the Fox Sports Knoxville Bracket Release Party. Out to Will Smith. Okay, we'll be back. Like I told ya, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the lawn to buy. Watch your step or flex and get a hole in your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running we again. We're back on It's Optional on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Don't forget The Drive. We'll be taking you home today, 3-6 with Russell, Bear, Brandon, and probably not Rick. I think Rick's on spring break. So they'll be taking you home today, and then I have no idea if the Overtime Boys will be here. So just letting y'all know.
I really
don't know because it's spring break. So we'll see. So we're getting back and we're rolling and. You know, we were talking about this, so, you know, the next one up would technically be the South, but we're going to switch things up. We're going to go with the Midwest here first before we go with the South. I think that's the smart thing to do. So we'll go with the Midwest. This is the North Carolina region where they are number one, and what we will do is... Who wants to go first? Is it going to be Brandon or Ben? Because I go last.
I can go first.
Okay, so you're going to go first here. We're going to get things set up. It's the round of 64. Let's get things playing out, Benley.
Round of 64, Midwest region.
It's been a long season.
Well, that was not it. Okay, round of 64.
North Carolina versus Iona.
Yeah.
I've got North Carolina coming out of that, obviously.
Oh, shocker.
And then we got Utah State and Washington, and this was one... You know, I kind of went back and forth a little bit
on. Before you make your pick, this is also a game that's going to be in Columbus Friday night. Oh, I like it. There you go.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, I'll get to watch this game.
Oh.
There's no difference on the game.
I was going to say, that doesn't help me make a pick.
Shut up, Richard.
That doesn't change the Yale LSU argument we had a second ago.
Go.
Utah State over Washington. Auburn over New Mexico State to play Kansas.
Interesting.
And then this is one I also had trouble with, the Ohio State-Iowa State matchup, because they both were really average in conference. Like,
agreed.
Ohio State abysmal in conference. So I'm going to go with Iowa State. They seem like the better team, 23-11, 9-9 in conference. Iowa State's going to take on Houston.
Oh, okay.
Who beats Georgia State.
Okay.
I've got Wofford over Seton Hall.
I like it.
To take on Kentucky.
All right, there you go. Not too many upsets in there. Benny's going with his guns here, and I like it. Let's go to Brandon over at the Bruiser Desk for your picks now.
Yeah, pretty much chalk from me as well. North Carolina winning against Iona to start it off. Then Utah State as well. That was the one that I was considering where the overall higher seed might not win.
Okay.
Then Auburn beating New Mexico State.
Okay.
Kansas beating Northeastern.
Ooh, big ballsy pick. Keep going.
And Iowa State beating Ohio State.
Okay.
Houston beating Georgia State.
Okay.
Wofford over Seton Hall taking on Kentucky after they beat Abilene Christian.
Okay, nice. Straight up, chalk. Nothing, not too many gambles there. I like it. North Carolina over Iona in Columbus Friday night. Utah State over Washington Friday evening. In the 5-12 matchup, out west, Auburn versus New Mexico State. I've got New Mexico State moving on and upsetting the Auburn Tigers. They will play Kansas in the round of 32.
Wow. What makes New Mexico State?
Because I've actually watched three of their games this year. I think if they get hot, driving to the lane, if Auburn gets cold behind the three-point arc, taking New Mexico State in the upset. Mr. War Eagle Wallace. Iowa State versus Ohio State. I've got the Cyclones out of Iowa winning that ball game. Houston versus Georgia State. I've got Georgia State moving on in the upset. The 14-3 upset of the tournament goes to Georgia State.
Over Houston?
Yes. Oh. Out of the Sun Belt Conference. Wofford, Seton Hall. I've got Wofford playing Kentucky in the round of 32. You're welcome. Make your money, folks. Benny, 32, now.
North Carolina over Utah State.
Ooh.
This one's, I mean, this one is fairly chalk as well. Actually, maybe not. North Carolina over Utah State. I got Auburn over Kansas, which I guess is a slight upset, yep. 5-4. I've got Houston beating Iowa State. And I've got Wofford over Kentucky.
No!
I got Wofford over Kentucky to the
16. There's the first shock in the round of 32 from Benny. All right, Brandon Johns, you're up next. Go.
I got North Carolina beating Utah State. Balls. And then, just like you, I had Auburn beating Kansas. Then I have Iowa State beating Houston.
Okay.
And I have Kentucky taking them on in the Sweet 16 after beating Wofford.
Okay, I like the picks. I've got North Carolina beating Utah State. I've got Kansas beating New Mexico State. I've got Iowa State beating Georgia State. And Kentucky beating Wofford. My Elite Eight is North Carolina versus Kansas, Iowa State versus Kentucky. Ben Lee, set it up for me.
Where are we at now? Elite Eight? Sweet 16?
Sweet 16 in the South. Midwest. I mean, in the Midwest.
Midwest. Okay, so North Carolina.
Yeah, we can cut the music.
Takes on Auburn.
Okay. Wow.
North Carolina taking on Auburn.
What's he going to do?
And wins handedly.
You've taken Auburn?
I know. I'm taking North Carolina. Okay, you're taking North Auburn's Carolina. Auburn's offense is pure 3 points. It's a little bit gimmicky. If they aren't hot, they aren't hot.
Okay.
And I'm saying North Carolina is more consistent of a team to come out there and win.
Okay.
They're heading to the Elite Eight against Houston after they beat
Wofford. Oh, all right.
After they beat Wofford.
Going with some AAC love.
Yep.
Okay, Ben. Brandon Johns, you're up next.
I got same thing. I got North Carolina beating Auburn because, like you said, live and die by the three. They're going to die against North Carolina.
They died in the first round for me.
And
Keep going.
Kentucky beating Iowa State. So Elite Eight matchup would be North Carolina and Kentucky.
I have got the Tar Heels beating the Jayhawks. And then I've got Kentucky beating Iowa State to set up the North Carolina-Kentucky matchup in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Ben Lee, who's going to the Final Four out of the Midwest?
North Carolina's taking on Houston, and this one's going to be straight chalk. I got North Carolina beating Houston, going to the Final Four to take on another potential.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Brandon Johns.
Yeah, in another rematch from, was it last year or 2 years ago? North Carolina, Kentucky, Elite Eight game. Great game. North Carolina gets them again. North Carolina to the Final Four.
North Carolina for me over Kentucky into the Final Four. We will see. We will see. Wait a minute. No, I read that wrong. I'm sorry. Sorry, we've changed the cards. I apologize. Uh-oh. I read that wrong. I've got Kentucky beating North Carolina.
Kentucky to the Final Four.
To go to the Final Four.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Even with P.J. Washington in a walking boot this week.
Yes, absolutely. There it is. Kentucky going to the Final Four.
I don't think they're going to get past North Carolina. Luke May being 47 years old, he's not going to let that happen.
Let's go to the South region. We're going to knock this South region out before we have to take the end of the hour break. Brandon John, starting off with you in the South. Go.
All right. I've got Virginia winning. I don't even know who they're playing. Who are they playing?
Don't you disrespect Garner Webb like that. Garner Webb. What's your problem?
Yeah.
Loser.
Beating Garner Webb in a game that won't even be close. They're going to get revenge this year, not losing to a 16 seed
okay,
twice.
I don't need a 16-1 breakdown. Let's go.
Mississippi beating Oklahoma.
They lost last year.
And Wisconsin beating Oregon, even though Oregon's favored right now, according to Vegas.
Oregon also won the Pac-12, and they're a 12 seed. So then I got
UC Irvine upsetting Kansas State.
Okay. I watched their game the other night. Hello. Good one. Okay.
They're the only team in the tournament with 30 wins. I think they get to 31.
Kansas State has a star player out as well. Keep going.
Villanova taking down St. Mary's.
Mm.
Purdue taking down Old Dominion.
Interesting.
And then I have Iowa upsetting Cincinnati and Tennessee whipping up on Colgate.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't realize this is where my bracket gets a little crazy, but here we go.
Okay. Take it away, Bindley. What do you have for us?
Virginia beats Gardner-Webb. That's no problem there.
Right.
And then Ole Miss is going to take on Oklahoma and move on. They're going to take on Virginia in the round of 32.
Okay.
I got Wisconsin losing to Oregon.
Okay.
I got Oregon moving on. They're going to play Kansas State after they beat down UC Irvine. I don't think that's going to be, even with a player out, not going to be that good of a game. Now here's where I'm at now. I got St. Mary's beating Villanova and moving on to play Purdue. St. Mary's feels hot right now. They just beat Gonzaga. They're feeling good.
Helping the 47 points.
I think Villanova is not the Villanova that you've seen in the last few years. I think St. Mary's can get them. So I got them beating Villanova. I got Purdue beating Old Dominion to take on St. Mary's. I got Cincinnati over Iowa, although that could be closer than the experts think. And, of course, Tennessee beating that ass and moving on over Colgate.
Okay, interesting. You're only going to get these picks from me on the radio, nowhere else. I've got Virginia beating Gardner-Webb. Good run from Gardner-Webb. I've got the Rebels from Ole Miss beating Oklahoma. They will play Virginia. I've got Wisconsin beating Oregon. K-State beating UC Irvine, setting up the Wisconsin-K-State matchup. In the upset, St. Mary's over Villanova. Also taking Purdue over Old Dominion. Iowa over Cincinnati to set up a second-round matchup with University of Tennessee. So I'm taking Iowa to play Tennessee on Sunday out of the South. Who started this thing? Brandon? Brandon, you're up with your round of 32 out of the South bracket.
And, yeah, I got Virginia taking on Ole Miss. Virginia will get by them pretty easily.
Okay.
Wisconsin will end UC Irvine's run, move on to the Sweet 16. Then I've got Villanova upsetting Purdue, moving on to the Sweet 16 to face Tennessee after they beat Iowa.
That's not bad. I mean, that's a pretty good one, actually. What was your big upset? I'm going back and thinking.
Just UC Irvine in the first round.
Yeah.
And then Villanova getting by Purdue.
Okay, that makes sense. So we're in the round of 32 now. Okay, so here we go.
We got Virginia.
Virginia and Ole Miss. You're going ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. I got Virginia over Ole Miss.
Okay.
I think that one's going to be pretty easy.
Okay.
And then I got Oregon beating Kansas State.
Oh, my goodness. I
got the 12 going to the Sweet 16 to meet up with Virginia.
Okay.
I got Purdue over St. Mary's. I think that's where the little bit of Cinderella run ends.
Okay.
Purdue moving on to the Sweet 16 to take on your Tennessee Volunteers, my Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay.
To get that ass beat.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and lay this out there. I have got Ole Miss upsetting Virginia.
I was tinkering back and forth.
I think
just
Ole
now
Miss's point guard play can be enough in their perimeter shooting to beat Virginia. I have got Ole Miss beating Virginia to set up a matchup with Kansas State in the Sweet 16. I've got St. Mary's beating Purdue in the round of 32 to set up a matchup with the Tennessee Volunteers in the Sweet 16.
I thought my board was crazy right now.
I've watched St. Mary's play three times this year.
Is that your number for every team? You're just going to throw out that you've watched them three times?
Well, no, because I've watched their two matchups with the Gonzaga and then the championship game. So that counts as three. I usually watch like a regular season games and then the championship.
You said that about another team.
I know, and I've watched them Belmont, literally. Yeah. I've literally watched Belmont three times because they played Austin Peay, then they played Murray State, and then they played in their championship game as well.
I watched the Murray State game too.
Okay, here we go. Sweet 16 matchup. Brandon, take it away.
I got Virginia playing Wisconsin in the Sweet 16, and what will be the ugliest game in the entire tournament, Virginia will win 34-32, and they will be taking on Tennessee after they beat Villanova.
Okay, I like it. Bindley?
I got Virginia beating Oregon in a little bit of a snoozer,
okay,
whether it be just the slow-paced snoozer or just like a blowout.
Right.
And then I got Tennessee beating Purdue to take on Virginia in the Elite Eight.
Okay, that's some nice picks. I've got Kansas State beating Ole Miss in the wackiest Sweet 16 matchup that we thought possible out of the South. I've got Tennessee beating St. Mary's in the Sweet 16, head to the Elite Eight to play Kansas State.
Wow.
Well, I think they're going to have their star player back by second round. Second game. Brandon Johns, take it away. Elite Eight, who plays in the Final Four out of the South?
Got Virginia and Tennessee playing against each other. And, this is where,
see where we go here.
Not being able to score the basketball hurts Virginia. Tennessee wins. Tennessee to the Final Four.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. That's not bad. I'm not hating. Ben Lee, you're up.
Tennessee to the Final Four, beating up on Virginia. They can't do anything to us.
I have got Tennessee beating Kansas State in the South Regional Final to make the Final Four. They will play North Carolina in the Final Four. Brandon, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break right now. On the other side, we'll come back. We will give our Final Four picks and our eventual national champion. It's Optional. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. We're going to give our Final Four picks real quick and our championship winner out of the NCAA tournament in March Madness. Brandon, you're up. Give me your Final Four selections and your national championship winner.
All right. From the top of the bracket, I got Duke playing Michigan in the Final Four. Michigan pulls off the upset, taking out Zion in the Final Four.
Who do they play?
And that's where I got Tennessee playing North Carolina. Tennessee wins, and then Rick Barnes gets the monkey off his back. Tennessee, your national champions.
Wow. Wow. Brandon Johns going with Tennessee over North Carolina.
We don't have a bias issue here.
Yeah, not at all.
Setting up a national title game with the Dukies.
With Michigan.
Michigan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tennessee gets revenge on Michigan from the Sweet 16 game years ago with Konzo, and they win a national championship. Ben Lee.
I've got Michigan State and Michigan on the one side of the bracket. I've got Michigan State beating Michigan to head to the national championship.
Yeah.
As I believe they did in the Big Ten championship.
Okay.
And Tennessee playing North Carolina on the other side of the bracket in the Final Four.
Yep.
And I've got Tennessee over North Carolina as well, playing Michigan State and beating them.
Oh, wow. Ben Lee.
I'm going to say between 7 and 12 points.
Ben Lee's got the Tennessee Volunteers winning the national championship.
A pretty easy victory.
All right, here we go. My picks. This is the only place you're going to get them. Here we go. In one Final Four side, Duke playing Florida State in an ACC battle. I've got Duke moving on to the national title game. The other side, the SEC versus the ACC, Tennessee versus North Carolina. I have got North Carolina moving on. Duke, North Carolina for the national championship. I have got the North Carolina Tar Heels winning the college basketball national championship. The confetti will fall. North Carolina wins the championship. And Tennessee does make it to the Final Four. But I have them coming up just short. And North Carolina winning. That's a pretty good bracket, though. To be honest with you, it's a good
until the end.
If Tennessee can't
until the
win,
money.
If Tennessee can't win, then Duke North Carolina would be an awesome national championship game.
Oh, hell yeah! You kidding me?
I'd hate it,
man. It'd be awesome, dude.
I'd hate it. It'd be the most overrated national championship ever played.
And then it comes out into badass 76-73 final.
It'd be the most overrated game, the most overrated, overhyped game by ESPN ever.
Well, yeah.
The best rivalry in
basketball. Sucks for them. They don't have the broadcast rights.
For the championship.
Coming up on the other side, we'll have Dan Harrelson at 2:15. We'll catch up on some news of the day that we might have missed. There's your brackets.
Hate it.
There it is. Enjoy it. We're back on the other side.